Supervisor Mayo has moved that we take items 9 and 10 together. This is our annual allocation from the state of Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance. Number 9 is the contract, and number 10 is our contract because we subcontract. So if there's no objection, we'll take items 9 and 10 together.
Question.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So in these contracts that we give to SDC and community advocates, as the director, do you have an understanding of how the customer service has been and with the folks receiving the service? Are they receiving the services? Are there any problems in the programs? Do you have like a scope of the efficiency of this program? Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. Oh. I'm gonna have Jody read 9, Madam Clerk read 9 and 10 for us, and then we'll actually be on the item, and then you can pick up your questions.
Got it.
Okay.
Item number 9, from the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a 2012 contract with the state of Wisconsin for operation of the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Item number 10, from the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a purchase of service contracts for the operation of the Management Services Division Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program.
Okay. We have had long-standing relationships with both SDC and community advocates in the administration of our energy program. And both of them, you know, have been quite effective in serving the population. We did make an adjustment this year in the contract to community advocates just because of their ability. It is really based on the number of applications they take, general applications as well as crisis applications for individuals in terms of income, with reference to energy assistance. And I think in the community advocates contract, they're going to be expanding their ability to serve more individuals to other geographical areas. They also have moved within the last couple of years into a new building, and they do other outreach efforts in terms of assisting individuals with housing assistance. They have multiple programs that do support individuals who need assistance. So this has been really kind of a one-stop shop. Individuals can apply for energy assistance mm-hmm. as well as other programs right. that we have there. We have been very satisfied
okay.
As well as consumers. I think the more places we can have available for individuals to go is certainly a benefit, and I think we're going to achieve some of that with community advocates.
Okay.
So I think it's been overall a very, very good program. As you can see, our state contract was cut.
Right.
But we have received amendments throughout the year and previous years that increases that. So we will see what will happen. However, as you know, the federal budget is also having some significant mm-hmm. fiscal challenges, so we may not see that. But I do think both agencies do a very good job with the funding that's available, and it would be our hope that we would see those amendments come through to be able to assist individuals. The number has certainly grown, and we know the need
right,
is definitely there.
Where are they going to expand at, and what's the timetable of their expansion?
Well, in community advocates, they're looking at expanding into a couple of libraries. In fact, Mr. Volk is here if you'd like him to speak more specifically about their expansion. Joe Volk is the executive director of community advocates.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. We have, I believe, 8 libraries. Then we already have an agreement in writing, which was part of our response to the RFP, and so we will, in short order, be able to. And I think part of what we're trying to do is to make the program more accessible. You know, certainly better than I do, what's happening with the Milwaukee County Transit System, and so, you know, rather than having somebody get on a bus from the northwest side, far northwest side, and have, you know, it's you know, we hope that we can come to them
mm-hmm.
In their neighborhood at their at their library site, and we've met with the library centralized office, and that's all set, and we have an agreement, and so we hope to move forward on that fairly soon.
That's a great idea. I've got one question. Do they have to have a library card first before they can get the service?
Do you need a voter ID to get energy assistance? Is that what you're...
Maybe next year.
Yeah, you might.
No.
Thank you.
Right. No. And I want to thank you, Mr. Ball, for your creativity. That's always refreshing. I think the days of driving past SDC or community advocates at 5:30 in the morning and seeing four people
nice.
Lined up trying to get energy assistance mm-hmm. are going to be fast behind us, and that's very welcomed.
Thank you.
All right. I do have a motion for approval on items number 9 and 10 by Supervisor Mayo. Is there any further comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 9 and 10 is approved.
All right. We